The population of Lafayette, Minnesota, my hometown, was approximately 200 on the day I was born, January 19, 1930, at the beginning of the darkest depression the United States ever experienced. Lafayette was too small to have its own hospital, so I had to travel 10 miles away to the hospital in New Ulm to come into this world. My parents named me Nathalie Kay, but from the very beginning, my daddy called me Tippi, a nickname for the Swedish word tupsa, which means little girl or little sweetheart. It made me feel very special when he called me Tippi, and I chose it over Nathalie as my first name as soon as I was old enough to talk. Mother was a schoolteacher back then, and Daddy owned the Lafayette General Store. General was the operative word. He sold everything from candy to tractors out of that modest wooden building. I adored my parents and have never wished for one moment of my life that I'd belonged to anyone else. My sister, Patricia Louise, 4 years older than I, was a good sport about giving up her only child status when I arrived. Our age difference kept us from being very close when we were first growing up, but we've more than made up for this since we became adults. In fact, I'm honored to be the godmother of my niece, Heidi, one of Patty's 5 children, 3 boys and 2 girls. Heidi, David, Steve, Benny, named after our daddy, Bernard, and Tipper, named after me. The demeaning depression that was prevalent throughout the United States hit us as hard as it hit everyone else. Daddy lost his store, and when I was 4 or 5, we moved to Morningside, a streetcar suburb of Minneapolis, where Mother got a job in a department store, and Daddy's health began to decline. He had a tremendous number of medical issues that eventually led to 7 operations in 10 years, but he still managed to live until he was 87. Mother lived to the ripe old age of 95. We Scandinavians tend to stick around until we've accomplished everything we set out to do. I apparently told her one day when I was a child, "You know, Mom, when you smile, you feel happy." She loved that observation, and she lived it. Her life wasn't easy, but she never complained, and thanks to her example, I grew up with no patience for long-suffering martyrdom in myself or anyone else. I was a painfully shy little girl, a pair of green eyes peeking out from behind my mother's skirt when a stranger was around. So it makes perfect sense that on the first day of school, when she dropped me off in a room full of children I'd never seen before in my life, I was out of there in the blink of an eye, sobbing and running to catch up with her before she got a block away. How they coerced me into going back, I have no idea. But I came to accept school as one of those things you have to do until you're told you don't have to do it anymore. I wish I could say I grew to love it, but that never really happened. I did the best I could to participate, though. I even played the violin in the school orchestra at Edina Junior High. It's a mystery to me where that violin came from. My parents certainly had no money to buy one, and I'm very sure we didn't just happen to have a violin laying around the house. I'm also sure there were very few situations more excruciating than a beginner practicing the violin. I can still picture my daddy sitting in his chair, completely hidden behind his newspaper, and that newspaper starting to tremble the instant I began raking my bow across those strings. As far as I was concerned, what we were being taught in school paled in comparison to the education Patty and I got at home. Our mom was a wonderful homemaker, and she taught us everything from cooking and sewing to the proper way to clean a house and keep it clean. I enjoyed those skills then, and I enjoy them now. I'm a natural-born nester. I designed and decorated every square inch of my home at Shambhala, and I am as excited about finding a unique piece of furniture or a table runner at a thrift store as some women get about finding designer shoes and clothes, which were once such a major part of my life and career.